Yo, it is
1930 UTC as I get out of my car on this lovely overcast day. It is not sunny, it is relatively cool, although I guess not as cool as I thought it was. When I woke up, the Weather Channel said it was 69 degrees, that is Fahrenheit, call it 20 degrees Celsius. But now as I get out here, is it just the humidity? I don't know. Where am I? Well, first of all, it's 1930 UTC and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe and I am walking around the dragonfly pond here at Herrenhaven. And I just heard something move back here. As I enter the forest, I'm looking around. Who's moving? Maybe it was just a squirrel or a bunny. This is the bunny zone right in through here, one of the bun zones. And I did remember my camera today, my little baby camera. Oh, I'm looking around. I'm not seeing anything that might have made any noise. But a couple things I should tell you. Remember, what was it, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? Whenever the last time was that we went to Herrenhaven? On the way back, I was crossing 108th Street, and a marmot ran out onto Old Maple Road. And I was like, oh, look out, Mati! And I blew my Mati whistle, my Muse device, my Mati early warning system. It's a whistle that I have installed in my car, which is highly illegal. But hey, that's one of the reasons why I did it. The other reason is that it saves Mott's lives. And I blew the whistle and the Mati ran back into the little clump of trees he came out of. So yeah, it's overcast today. And I think the sun is trying to come out. But hopefully it doesn't. Otherwise we're going to have to turn back around and go home. Which is just as well, because I had other stuff planned for the show today, other stuff to talk about, and we could still talk about that. We probably still will, because I'm working on something that's going to take me a while. What am I working on, you ask? Well, I decided to finally finish up this musical instrument that I've been working on. I don't even know what to call it. It is not a cigar box guitar because there's no cigar box. It uses a cookie tin. Well, actually, it's not a cookie tin. It's a fruitcake tin. And some people like to call these instruments canjos. Oh, because the body's round like a banjo, it must be a banjo. No, there's plenty of other round instruments. I kind of don't like the word canjo. But anyway, last night I stained and polyurethaned the neck. And so today I gotta try to glue a nut on or something. I still don't have a tailpiece for it or a bridge, but bridges are no problem. It's gonna be a dual bridge system. I'm gonna make two bridges for it. But that's neither here nor there. I'm standing now in the cut overlooking the Mulhall's property. And I'm not seeing any dudes. Where are my dudes? I do not know. I think I'm getting buzzed by bugs. So let's walk back. Walking back through the berry zone. I see some of those weird berries. There's still a few elderberries. And there's a couple strawberries in here still. Yeah, I can see a few here and there. There's some more elderberries. There's some more of those. I don't know what they are. I think we're all out of raspberries, though. Yeah, I'm not seeing any raspberries. I think all the raspberries have been eaten. Because they're so delicious. Hey, am I seeing bike tracks? Are these bike tracks on the trail here, or is this from a wheelbarrow or a walker or something? I don't know. All right, well, I'm heading out to the boardwalk. Oh, here's a little tiny bumblebee. Hi, Mr. Bee. I like bees. And as I approach the sub pond, what do we got going on out there? Ducks on logs. We got about 4 ducks swimming around, and we got about 8 ducks sitting on logs. Good duckies. Because we like duckies too. Oh, that reminds me of something else. Remember last week at about this time, I did a show joking about the song Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode? Alright, well, there's a coda to that. You're not going to believe this. Or maybe you will. And you should, because it's the truth. Wait, am I walking out onto some wind here? I'm heading out onto the boardwalk. Suddenly it's windy. Where did all this wind come from? Alright, I'm going to stand here a minute while I tell you what I saw. I went to YouTube to look for cigar box guitar making tips and tricks and stuff like that, just to see what there was. You know, I know that there's plenty of stuff out there. Alright, I'm standing over the water now. I see nothing out here. Oh, there's a ducky on a log over there, though. Hi, ducky. He's sleeping. Hi, sleepy duck with orange feet. And over here, I'm seeing cattails that have been pulled up and pieces of cattail hanging around, floating in the water. That's a good sign. Does that mean there's been scratties over here? Yeah, there's scratties over here, all right. I don't see any scratties, but they've been hanging around lately. All right, I'm going to walk out the boardwalk a little bit. Oh, yeah, and way out there, a good, easily 150 meters away, I can see a blue heron up there near the spring where I think the marmots are hanging, or the marmots, where the muskrats are hanging out. So we got one blue heron way, way, way over there. And then, is this another one closer? Oh, that far away one. Oh, he's Big Bluey. It's Big Bluey. He's flying away. He's flying back over towards the blind. Now, yeah, there's another one. There's another one up against the reeds. He just watched the other guy fly away. He's like, hey, where are you going? Do you know where the fishies are? So yeah, we got 2 blue herons out here today. Look at that guy. He's so nice. Blue herons are the coolest. They just stand around and act cool. I'm at the end of the boardwalk. I see nothing else. I'm turning around. We'll go out to the blind and see where Big Bluey went, because he's probably just standing on a log in front of the blind. What was that? I heard another loud leaf rustling sound back in there. On that duck, he's still kind of sleeping. He's got his face tucked down onto his chest, but he's watching me. Hi, ducky. All right, so as I was saying, I went on to YouTube to look for cigar box guitar related videos, because I think I'm going to build one. I want to build 2 things. I want to build a cigar box guitar, and I want to build a rat rod guitar. You know, for when I'm in that rockabilly mood, and I'm just good. And it's good. That guitar is going to be solid body. I'm going to put a pickup on it. What is going on back in there? Is it just the wind? I'm going to put a Telecaster style tailpiece on it. We'll get into that later. I have this great idea, and I've got to do it. So here we go, back into the forest, off the boardwalk. Did a bug bite me on my face? Is that why my face is suddenly itchy? Is this poison ivy growing up this post? Alright, so to get back on track. This is hilarious. I almost died. I was laughing so hard, I had to email Booper. But I haven't even told you the funny part yet. So I was on YouTube looking at, you know, cigar box guitar stuff. And there's so much stuff, it's ridiculous. There's so much cigar box guitar stuff on YouTube, how to make them, how to play them, tips and tricks, things you can do, other variations, bizarre stuff, la da 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 da. And this is pretty much available in all languages. But anyway, I was particularly interested in the videos from one guy. As soon as I saw his videos, I recognized his name. His name is Shane Spiel. S-P-E-A-L. Spiel. Hi, bug. That's a cicada. Just flew right over me. And now he's flying off into the trees somewhere else. That was a cicada. He tried to attack me. Shane Spiel is the guy behind websites like cbgiddy.com and stubbyslide.com and shanespiel.com and whatever and whatever and whatever. He's the self-proclaimed king of the cigar box guitar, and he's pretty good. I was watching some of his videos, and he can play really well, and he's kind of cool. So, you know, I was checking out his stuff. I was checking out his videos, trying to get some ideas, checking out some of his guitars, which were really cool, and oh my god, one video got over, and the, you know how YouTube always suggests more videos for you. This is where it gets funny. But before I tell you the funny part, we gotta walk into the wall blind. So into the wall blind we go. Now, who's going hanging out back here? Oh, there's duckies back here. Oh, look at those duckies on a log. Two duckies up close, three duckies back there. Nice, ducks on a log. All right, let's turn around and head out towards the big blind. See if we can find Big Bluey. So I'm watching these videos by Shane Spiel. And if you have any interest in cigar box guitar or incredible things you can do with just three strings, you check this guy out. You can even buy completed cigar box guitars from him. ShaneSpiel.com. Also CB Giddy, blah blah blah, etc. etc. So anywho. Oh, there's a nice mushroom down there. Hello, Mr. Mushroom. I'm watching this guy's videos, and I got done watching him talk about something. Oh, he was talking about one of his guitars and how cool it sounded and blah, blah, blah. And the video ended, and another video was suggested for me by YouTube. Thanks, YouTube. And what do you think this video was about? I'm just laughing thinking about it. The title of the video was something like, how to play Personal Jesus on your cigar box guitar. No, I take that back. It was, now I can't remember. I think it was called something like, how to play Personal Jesus by John Lee Hooker. And I laughed and I laughed. And I laughed so hard. What's that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. I laughed so hard, I got up off the floor, went into the other room, emailed my friend Booper, and told him all about it. He then emailed me back later, saying, that's funny. And then also, I think I'm going to buy this shirt. And then it's a picture of a black cat shirt. And when I say black cat, you need to realize that when I say black cat, I am referring to the fireworks brand most of the time. So it's a yellow t-shirt with the black cat logo on it. And I'm like, dude, you gotta buy that. That is so cool. So anyway, if you build yourself, or even just buy, a three-string cigar box guitar, you too can learn how to play Personal Jesus like John Lee Hooker. I eventually watched the video, and it was pretty cool. And Shane Spiel, he says, yeah, play the riff with your slide so it sounds like this. Okay, that is kind of cool. And that is a little John Lee Hooker-ish. I am a big fan of John Lee Hooker, etc. And we'll get into that in a minute, but right now we're going to walk into the big blind here. And we're going to look for a very large bird. Where's our big bird? Where's Big Bluey? Is the wind blowing into me? Yeah, the wind is blowing into the blind here. Okay, as I look around, I don't see anything. Oh, there's a duck sitting next to two turtles on the log. Oh, look how nice they look. They're all lined up real close to each other. A duck and two western painted turtles all within 18 inches. Or 50 centimeters. Gonna stick my head. I wonder where Big Bluey is. I know he's right around here somewhere. Because this is where he came to. But he's hiding somewhere. I'm looking up in the trees. I can't see him. I know he's down here along the shoreline somewhere. And I just can't see him because there's too much stuff. Too much stuff growing on the edge of the pond here. So many bushes and plants and lots of berries. Oh, I see another turtle over there by the delta. He's climbing up onto a log. Hi, Mr. Turtler. I bet Big Bluey's over there in the delta. But I can't really see over there. Well, I kind of can. Where, oh, where could he be? He's hiding from us. He's probably right over here, hiding behind this bush. He's like 3 meters away, I don't know. I've seen another big bird hide right there. But I'm not seeing him. Well, I'm glad we got to see two blue herons at least. I don't know where Big Bluey went. Do-do-do-do-do, he's around here somewhere. Alright, well, I'm gonna keep moving. And I think we'll go up here to the loop path. Although this sign right here says the Upland Trail. I think of it as the loop path. And there's bird's nest mushrooms right there. And here's some mycelium in the bark mulch right here. Let's check it out. Let's see what we got. Let's start heading up. I can just see mycelium everywhere. Everywhere I look. Small clump of bird's nests. Lots of bird nest mushrooms in this bark mulch. John Lee Hooker. I was about to say, I think he's still alive. I don't think so. I'm vaguely remembering that he died not too long ago. Because I remember thinking, ah, damn, I didn't get to see him play in real life. Here's some more bird's nests and weird stuff. This is cool. I'm a big fan of John Lee Hooker ever since. See, well, when would that have been? Well, it would have been like junior high school. Yeah, here's a big clump of bird's nests. Mycelium still running. These are all old bird's nests. Oh, here's a few pins. Here's a few that are open. Very cool. Come up here and look for scarlet cups. No scarlet cups. Little clumps of bird's nests. Tiny, tiny ones. Huh. I'm a big fan of John Lee Hooker because, and I didn't know who he was, never heard of him until I saw the movie The Blues Brothers. Now, you might think that The Blues Brothers is kind of just a stupid car wreck movie, and it is, but there's a lot of good music in it and a lot of good musicians. Okay, I don't need to tell you, obviously Cab's in it. Are these rocks or are these mushrooms? These are just rocks. Okay. Cab Calloway and all kinds of cool guys. But the three guys that you need to know from that movie, well, four. Number one, John Lee Hooker. He's the guy who's, you know, just sitting in the side of the street playing his guitar doing boom, 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 boom. You knock some me out right off of my feet. Oh, boom, boom, boom. And yeah, he's cool as hell. But the other three guys, and I preach this whenever I can, three of the most important musicians who have ever lived are in that movie. Steve Cropper, Donald Dunn, and now I can't think of the third guy's name. What is that drummer's name? I want to say... my brain just went blank. Is his name Miles something? Or... God, how stupid am I? Now you might be asking yourself, well, who are these people? These are just some famous, well, they're not famous to normal people. They're just famous to other musicians and only to other musicians in the know. These guys were Stax Records. Back in the old days, record companies hired session musicians. They had studio bands. Guys who would just hang out in the studio and basically do what they were told. And it goes back then, back in the olden days, music used to just be singers. Oh, I'm a singer. And whenever they went to record albums, they didn't have their own bands. They just used the studio bands. And so, these three guys, including Steve Cropper and Donald Dunn. Donald Dunn was the guy who wanted me to, who made me want to start playing the bass. Just because he was so cool. These guys were the session musicians, the studio band for Stax Records. So if you can think of anybody on Stax Records, yeah, that band playing behind them is these guys. And also a guy named Booker. What is Booker's last name? Is it Jones? His middle initial is T. But he's not in the Blues Brothers. Because originally Paul Schaefer was supposed to be the keyboardist for the Blues Brothers band. But he had to do other stuff, and that's why they got Murph in the band. Paul Schaefer does make an appearance in the second Blues Brothers movie. We got emergency vehicles going by on West Maple Road there. Okay, so now you know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, I don't care about these guys I've never heard of. Well, you should, because they are awesome. And they even recorded some stuff on their own. Perhaps you've heard of a song called Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. These are the same guys. Booker T and the MGs is the house band, the studio band just without a singer. Booker T on the organ and keyboards, Steve Cropper on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass, and they've had more than one drummer. They've actually had two drummers, but that's neither here nor there. And let me tell you something. I heard Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs before I saw the Blues Brothers. And it was the only song that I liked on the American Graffiti soundtrack. Yes, famous film American Graffiti by George Lucas before he'd made Star Wars. My parents loved that movie. They bought the soundtrack. They played it a lot, on vinyl, of course. And I thought most of the music was annoying as hell until I heard Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. And I just went, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. And you got to admit, it is a jam. It is some dope ass playing. What a groove. What a song. And it's an instrumental. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to listen to Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs right now. Or, you know, at least wait 3 minutes until this show is over. And then find it. Do whatever you need to do. Green Onions, Booker T and the MGs. And I heard this when I was a young child, and I just thought, okay, that is dope as hell. Except I didn't say dope as hell at that time, because that wasn't something people said back then. Because this was a long time ago. But I heard that, and I just wanted to listen to that song over and over and over again. Oh, what a sweet-ass riff. It's your typical 12-bar blues pattern. Oh, and they are just laying it down. If you want to go to groove school, you need to listen to Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. So anyway, that's one reason that you need to watch the Blues Brothers again, except watch it from a musician's point of view. Just watch the musicians. A lot of famous people. And obviously Aretha Franklin's in it, and she's no longer with us, so maybe you could watch it as a tribute to her. I'm gonna go check behind the butterfly garden here for some more mushrooms. Oh yes, the Blues Brothers. It's pretty good. All the car chases and all the car wrecks are boring. But, you know, the Blues Brothers did hold the record for the most cars destroyed for the longest time. It was over 100 cars destroyed in that movie. And then something fairly recently beat that record, but I don't remember what it is. And I don't care, because that movie did not have Green Onions in it by Booker T and the MGs. And my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Very Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go home and eat lunch, and you, my friend, need to go listen to Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.